What the heck, and welcome back to A Waste of Time, guys. My name is Jordan, and I am here to waste your time in hopefully the most entertaining way possible. But first, I know what you're thinking. I'm just going to address it. The big elephant in the room. Jordan, where have you been for the last 9 months? Sure. Okay. Yes, I did stop the podcast after episode 17, and I just sort of like didn't do it again. But we're back, and we're only back because of two reasons. One, everyone during the 2020 lockdown started a podcast, and I didn't want to be in that you cannot stereotype me in that crew. I'm going to continue this podcast out of spite, because I don't want to be like, oh yeah, everyone started a podcast, and then now everyone stopped a podcast, and they're living their life again. No. I am committed to this I'm not really that committed, but I am going to continue the podcast on that regard. And the other reason is peer pressure. Straight up peer pressure. Every single one of you guys, I mean, we only have about 500 to 1,000 people listening to this thing, but a lot of you, whenever I asked any question, would just be like, bring back the podcast, do the podcast, or else, oh, you're boring, just do the podcast. I don't care about any of your other stuff. And I'm like, dang. So strictly out of peer pressure and peer pressure alone, I am back, we are back, and we're going to chat about whatever is happening in the world or in my life or whatever I want to talk about. So there you go, kids. Peer pressure works. Bully people. That is the message I am sending to you through the audio waves today, because you'll get your way. Don't bully people. Don't peer pressure people. That's not good advice, okay? That's not good advice. Okay, let's just move on. A lot has changed in the last few months for me. Obviously, if you follow me on any of my other social medias, you probably already know that I left Australia and I am now living and breathing in Mexico. I'm filming this, actually, you know what? I'm recording this from my Airbnb and the sound quality is probably not going to be that good. So you know what we should do? You know what would spice this podcast up a little bit and also hide the fact that there's probably a lot of background noise? We're gonna add some smooth jazz to the background because, one, that's kind of cool. I don't know, feels like an elevator. I love elevators. Elevators take you places, and this podcast is obviously taking me to the moon. So should we add smooth jazz? Let's just try the smooth jazz in the background for this episode. And then you guys can let me know if that's just something that completely flopped and we should just not do it. But listen to that. Wow. Jordan, all of a sudden you sound so fancy. And like, am I drinking scotch right now? Well, you'll never know. I actually don't drink, so that's beside the point. But it feels like I own a yacht and I'm drinking a pretty expensive scotch. So let's get on with this episode. Basically, I'm just going to talk to you guys about my mindset over the last 4 or 5 months. And me deciding to leave Australia and that whole sort of political travel, I don't know, world. I mean, I don't like being political. I don't like talking about politics or anything on my social platforms. But you know what? This world is insane today. COVID-19. That's right. 2019 is now COVID-21. It's still ruling our lives a year and a half to 2 years later, and who knows how long this is gonna go on for. So I'm just gonna sort of use this episode to give you insight into my brain and what life was like in Australia and why I decided to move to Mexico. Basically, let's start from here. For those who don't know anything about Australia's situation, from the outside looking in, Australia looks like a paradise, and absolutely that is true. We have very little cases of COVID, but it doesn't mean it doesn't affect our lives. Well, for me, as someone that like lives internationally, has a lot of, I don't know, like I spend my whole life overseas. I only really spend a month or two in Australia per year. For me, I felt like I was in an isolated jail cell in, tucked away to the rest of the world. And don't get me wrong, I am very grateful for Australia, and without coming off as insensitive, because I know that this pandemic has affected a lot of you people, including myself, but a lot of people in ways that I will probably never understand. But Australia is insane. Honestly, this is gonna sound crazy, but they're slowly becoming communist. I mean, okay, that's obviously not true, but there is a very, very heavy-handed authority in Australia right now, and it was crushing me. Literally, there could be one new case of COVID in Australia, and they'll shut down whole states. Like, it's intense. So obviously to keep on top of the virus, you have to be sort of like mechanical like that and just be like, boom, boom, and make these decisions, because that is in the best interest of the rest of Australia and other citizens. But for me, I would rather, obviously I've been traveling for the last 5 years doing whatever the heck I want. So to sit in a room in Australia basically for a year, just being like, wow, when am I going to be able to do my life again? It was tough. And honestly, if you are a bit sensitive to me talking about the pandemic from probably what would be my privileged point of view, as I was in Australia and have not been directly really, really, really impacted, I would honestly just say, like, if you can't handle this topic or you just think you're gonna get triggered by something, just delete this podcast. Just don't listen to it, because I've already had a few conversations with people and they just go crazy when I'm trying to like give my perspective of my experience. People just go crazy, like, ah, well, you don't know what's happening in the rest of the world. And I'm just like, whoa, okay. Like, I just back into a corner. So, because this is my own platform, if you are gonna get kind of triggered by COVID stuff, just leave. Actually, you know what? That is so gross. I hate that I have become this, I don't know, like, political person where I have to like watch what I say online. I never was this person. But then in the last year, especially, because did you realize that the last episode I ever uploaded was about BLM, Black Lives Matter? And then I haven't posted on the podcast in like 8, 9, 10 months. And that was when the world was honestly so, so toxic online. Like, people would just be screaming at me. Like, okay, flashback to, this is a sidetrack, but flashback to July last year. People would be yelling at me because I wasn't posting anything about BLM. And then if you did post something about BLM, you said the wrong word. So then people would just be screaming at you for that. And then if you just didn't do anything and tried to educate yourself and listen, people would yell at you because you have a following, you have a platform. That doesn't matter. Okay, that's definitely a topic for another day if you guys are interested. But let me just get back to Australia. Basically, Australia's situation is this. They froze every single Australian citizen's passport. You cannot leave the country. You haven't been able to leave for the country for over a year or about a year now. And you have to get special permission to actually leave. Now, I got special permission and I got an exemption due to the fact that I said that I'm not coming back. If you do say you're not gonna come back for like 3, 4 plus months, you can leave. But it is crazy that they just won't, sort of like, you have to ask for permission. You can't just leave the country if you wanted to. The other situation is they've put a cap on how many Australians are allowed back into the country per week, which is currently sitting at 3,000. And that might sound like a lot of people, but it's really not when you have 25 million citizens. And also there are currently 40,000 Australians still stranded overseas, wanting to come home, but they can't. So at the current rate, that's gonna take about 2 years to get every single Australian that wants to go home, home. Along with that, you have the whole government and media. Literally every morning you turn the TV on, it'll be like, we have one new case of COVID in this country. Oh my word, everyone, fear for your life. Like, it was intense. Like, the constant bombardment of just COVID. You couldn't go a day without hearing or talking about it. And I know, ironically, we're talking about it now, but it was just draining me, the fact that, one, the travel industry is down, I'm not really allowed to travel, and if I can travel, Australia is just so expensive, I honestly couldn't afford to travel that long in Australia, and two, the constant conversation and the media and just everyone sort of trying to like control me, it just was doing my head in. So what did I do? I waited till Christmas, I had a beautiful Christmas with my family, and I saw my friends, and then about mid-January, I decided to get the heck out of this country. And obviously when I did that, I had a whole bunch of scrutiny because I live somewhat in the public eye. So people that were stuck overseas that wanted to go back to Australia were then putting me in their situation and going, you are so ungrateful because I've been trying to get back to Australia for a year, blah, 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 and I can't, and you're just voluntarily leaving. Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. That's not my situation. If I could switch places with you, I would. But that's just not my situation. So please don't put me into that box. Along with that, the next box I got put into, or the next scrutiny I faced, was people that were directly impacted by the pandemic. Maybe loss of job or loss of family member. Something that's really, like, honestly, this stuff is really heartbreaking. But they were coming to me and saying, Jordan, I blah, 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 this is my experience, and now you are going to, like, kill more people because you decided to travel. Which, I mean, like, these are heavy words. Like, why are you even, like, it's so crazy that people would be messaging that. But at the end of the day, I decided to leave because, one, I believe 1 year later, right now in today's society, the world, the travel world, is actually built and ready for travel with the pandemic. And two, I think I can just travel safely. And I'm 3 weeks in to my Mexico adventures. And yeah, I'm pretty much just living isolation with a couple other friends and just going swimming in cenotes where there's literally no one around me. So I'm living pretty safely, and I think it was a great decision for me. Honestly, my mental health, it has been way good. I don't really struggle with mental health stuff until about, like, I don't know, towards the end of last year. Just the lack of motivation I had in my life was insane. So the fact that I can just get back, even just getting back to this podcast, shows you that I'm back in business, baby. And I'm so stoked to be just, like, I don't know, exploring the world a little bit again and sort of having my life in my hand. I never understood. Okay, this is gonna make me sound crazy, but I never understood Americans when they were saying, like, our rights, our freedoms. Like, every single day you'd hear, like, someone from Texas yelling, give me my freedoms back. This is like the last 10 years. There's always something in Americans going on, my freedom, my freedom. But I never understood that until this year when Australia honestly just stripped away all of my opportunity or all of my sort of, I don't know, freedom to make my own decisions. They just took it away. Like, oh, boom, you can't, whatever. You can be in any situation at all in Australia. You could have a family member overseas that is struggling with their health or, like, anything. And Australia's just like, eh, whatever. No, we're not letting you leave. So that, I obviously, I'm not a full-on American in regards to, yeah, give me my freedom, like, all that sort of stuff, because I do understand that there are measurements in place that you have to take in order to be safe. But for someone who makes a living by traveling and creating content and being inspired and motivated by beautiful places and different experiences, it is so tough. Every single Australian that lives in Australia and their world is quite insular to Australia, which honestly is like 90% of people. 90% of people in Australia just, like, live within their, like, 10 kilometer radius and just live a good life there. That's fine. And they're obviously really happy because life's pretty much back to normal because they only go 10 kilometers down the road. But for someone like me, holy heck, it was just so hard. So making the decision to leave Australia was the best decision ever, because my mindset is like, I would rather be in a lockdown in another country and be motivated to vlog and experience this whole new different world rather than just be in Australia with no motivation, completely bored out of my brain, waking up next morning not knowing if the government was going to shut down, I don't know, my local pub, I don't know, whatever. They were just, like, changed things up so fast. So anyway, I'm probably rambling on a bit much, but that's just my take on it. And 95% of my audience were like, heck yes, Jordan, you're getting back in the world. We love it. We love to see it. So that was actually surprising. Thank you guys so much for that. Anyway, let's not talk about the pandemic ever again. This is the only episode. We're not going to talk about it again after this. I'm sorry for even bringing it up. And there's obviously some people listening right now going, wow, you're privileged, blah, 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 blah. Yes. Did you not know that? Did you not know that I was privileged? I am privileged. I grew up in Australia. I have a family that loves each other, that hasn't actually divorced, or my parents aren't split up. I have great family and friends. I have a passport that allows me to travel to pretty much every country in the world. What? Oh, privilege? Yes, I'm completely privileged. I've been flexing my privilege for the past 5 years as I traveled the world. Like, what the heck? Of course, that's the situation. The only difference is I understand that I'm privileged and I'm trying my best to be safe. So for all those people that are like,
another influencer, travel influencers, making people travel, traveling the world.
Yes, whatever, I'm living in Mexico. It's so crazy to me that if you say you're traveling to Mexico, people get crazy triggered. But if you say, oh, I'm moving and I'm now living in Mexico and use that terminology, everyone's like, oh, you're living there? Oh, that's totally fine. Do whatever you want. That's awesome. Like, so now whenever I'm traveling somewhere, I'm just going to start saying like, hey guys, I'm going to go live on that mountain for 3 days. It's going to be a pretty cool hike. I'm going to live up there. And now I'm going to go live in this city. Now I'm going to go live in Paris, even though it's only 2 days. Just the synonym travel is now replaced completely with the word lived or living. Because then people don't get offended, which is quite strange. And although this is a monologue and I'm just talking to a microphone, I would actually love your opinion. So if you wanted to DM me after this podcast or send me a message on my email, let me know what your thoughts are, because I'm totally open to learning different opinions and perspectives. That's literally what life's all about. So please feel free to message me everything I've done wrong. I love that. Along with this, I'm actually recording this podcast today on Valentine's Day. That's right. This is my 27th Valentine's Day single. Actually, no, I did date in high school for a few years, but this is my this is like a lot of Valentine's Days that I have been single. And you know what? What is really crazy is that Valentine's Day hasn't been canceled yet. Can you believe it? I haven't done any research into this, but you just know there's some article or someone online that holds the opinion of, well, you've got to think it's so insensitive to all the single people because, you know, they have feelings as well. And obviously you can't just, it's so non-inclusive if you just celebrate the people that are in relationships. Like, you know, that's some trash argument that someone's putting online to, like, I don't know, stay relevant, or maybe they actually believe it. I don't know. Anyway, maybe I should cancel are we canceling Valentine's Day? Is that what we're doing? Because as someone that is single, I have the right to be offended because they shouldn't be celebrating that. They shouldn't be throwing their love in my face just because they're happy and I'm so depressed. No, I'm not actually depressed. Although, you know, the older I get, the more I'm like, it would be nice to just, like, I don't know, get some free chocolates from someone. Okay, let's stop talking about Valentine's Day. This is stupid. This is the reason why I don't know why I do this podcast. Like, I just start rambling on about the most random thoughts. And there's a handful of people out there that actually enjoy it. So if you're one of those people that is actually enjoying this podcast, you probably need to get a life. But still, please subscribe and come back to my podcast, please. I beg of you. We're almost at 18 minutes, so I'm going to wrap this bad boy up until next time. But I wanted to leave you with, obviously, we've got to continue the Flipperoonie quote, or the quote that's like the most inspirational quote that's just actually kind of not that inspirational, because the world or the internet loves that. So we're going to leave you with one of them to end. But make sure, if you do have any opinions on my move out of Australia, or why I left, or why Australia's communist these Australia, okay, that's the second communist joke about Australia. It's not, although they were talking about trying to ban Google in Australia like the other week. So, I mean, if we actually ban Google in Australia, then there might be an actual case for that. But they're not communists. So, but yeah, give me your opinion. Give me your opinion on my move out of Australia. If you think it's the right move, the wrong move, I'm totally open to either sides of the argument. Let me know if you're alone on Valentine's Day, because, you know, us loners have to stick together. And feel free to tell me if the jazz music should stay or go, because I personally like it, but I'm not the one listening to the podcast. I just pulled up my old notes from the podcast from last year, so I'm not sure if this one is already a quote that we have quoted, but if it is, it's too good to not say again. So let's leave you with the most inspirational quote in the world. Never say the word impossible, as even that word has I'm possible written inside of it. Wow. Impossible, I'm possible, Kim possible? Wow, everything is possible. Apart from me getting into a committed relationship. And on that note, I'm gonna leave it there. So remember, this podcast only gets shared by the people that share it. So if you enjoy it, or you think someone else will enjoy it, give them a link, send it all over the webs, and I'll be forever grateful. And apart from that, I hope I have sufficiently wasted your time this week, and I will see you guys in the next one. What the heck? Bye.